Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 206, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Thursday, October 14th, 2021, which of course means that it is Miles.
It is National Dessert Day, and for all my bald brethren, National Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Hell yeah.
So if you lacking in the follicle department, just do you. Just be free today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
For all my hairless peoples out there.
My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Vaccination. Hell no. Spooja, 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 spooja's like gold. Vaccination. Hell no. And then it just repeats. That is courtesy of official dickhead at Abstrusel. You know, I had to go back to it.
Yeah.
We were cum supposed gold. To retire the all the cum songs, but, you know, it was too good not to use. It was great, right? And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
And who can say what is overrated? Only Zeit. Only Zeit. And who can say what's in your search history? Only Zeit. Only Zeit.
And a shout out to Enya and the interdimensional technician on Discord for that. Just wonderful, Enya.
Fucking
AKA, it's been a minute.
That was like a fairy ghost was singing that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm using Machine Gun Kelly for my inspiration on all descriptors going forward after his GQ interview.
It's a good one, huh?
Oh.
I know you subjected yourself to it, so I'm glad we'll get an update.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was beautiful. There were some vocal effects I think I heard in there.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our third seat, where we are thrilled to be joined by a very spooky, very funny actor, comedian, podcast host, and streamer.
Ooh.
You know him from The Son of Zorn,
Superstore 21 and 22 Jumps Street, and his brilliant podcast, Live to Tape. Please welcome the brilliant, the talented, Johnny Pemberton!
Recording in October.
That's all I got.
Hit him with the reverb.
Yeah, you got to have a little verb in there.
What are the effects you got over there?
I mean,
some delays?
I got everything. I don't have a delay. I have something here. This is a kind of a fun one.
Daily Zeitgeist. Come on down. It's Daily Zeitgeist. Collective consciousness.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
Are you using a is it a physical board you're using or like
oh,
a
yeah.
pedal?
I'm always physical got? Effects. I can't do the I always have to do that because I can tweak them that way.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm kind of Gen X. Twisting. What's it called? I'm a geriatric millennial. Yeah, I'm geriatric millennial, baby. So I have to have that tactile buttons and stuff, you know, so I can.
What are you using? Let them know. What do you
It's got? A VT3. It's a Roland VT3. I've probably logged. I don't know how many hours I've logged in this thing. I've used this thing as a character I play a lot. I used to play back, you know, when we did live shows and stuff, called Dicker Troy, who was a transpo captain. And he sounds like this.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Dicker Troy. I'm a transpo captain. I know everybody there is to know and no one there isn't.
That's what he sounds like, basically.
Okay, so now we're doing deep fakes over here now. Okay.
Exactly. Wow.
And he did lip sync that perfectly,
right,
Johnny?
Exactly.
Well, it's great to see you again. It's great
likewise.
Have you back.
Jack, I want that. I want that.
Oh, man. It's very cool.
Completely to have this show go further off the rails.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing where once you start playing with it, it's hard not to. Yeah.
Right. And cut to me, like, just talking into a microphone for, like, 3 hours straight high, just laughing at how weird my voice sounds. I'm like, yo, get in here. My voice sounds all high and shit.
Yeah, this is going to be like a crossover episode where we get little flavorings of Live to Tape, which does all sorts of cool shit sonically. We have a show, this is important, with the Workaholics guys that has a soundboard. And the soundboard has like taken over their minds to the point that they now just, like every one of them uses the sound, like quotes from the soundboard, like to punctuate statements.
Yeah.
And I feel like we would just speak in soundboard quotes by the end of a single week of having this power at our fingertips.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's like a live meme almost.
Yeah.
I guess when you have the soundboard stuff.
Yeah. All right, Johnny, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment.
Yes. Get to know me.
Yes. But first, we will get to know a couple of the stories that we're talking about. We're going to talk about Greg Abbott, who's just becoming. He's being pushed to the right, becoming a sort of MAGA cartoon character. And you got to talk Mitch McConnell if you're going to talk Greg Abbott, just to fully kill your will to live. We'll talk about Coachella doing a 180 on vaccines. And then we will talk about that Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, GQ piece that is just was a revelation to me.
Was that their interview or was that like their dating, like you're dating now, do these questions?
Yeah, it was very much, it was like a feature. So there are quotes throughout, but the person who's writing it is writing it more in like prose form. It's not like question, answer. So you just get like these amazing quotes that I've gone through and kind of pulled. But like they speak to each other in like words that seem like they were taken off of Hot Topic t-shirts, just only and only that, and repeat some of them sometimes. It's very strange. And we'll talk about a medical condition where you have zero visual imagination, all of that, plenty more. But first, Johnny, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, I mean, I was thinking about this a bunch because I feel like now the search histories are everywhere because I feel like I have YouTube history. I feel like I have TikTok history. There's always different histories. But if we're talking straight up Google Chrome history, I keep looking at these goddamn Skechers. these Skechers work shoes. I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed, but also I'm like, I'm glad we're here right now because I feel like I want to show you guys these shoes and I want to know what you actually think.
I mean, I just hear Johnny Cash's voice when he did his cover of Hurt. Just, what have I become with these shoes? Because these look like Yeezys if you had to work on an oil rig.
Right, but isn't that cool?
Yeah, no, I mean, they elicit a response to me that is more than just like, them shits are whack. I'm like, I have ideas when I look at it, for sure.
They feel like, what are those? Like a proto, what are those?
Right.
Like,
right.
Sort of like an alternate timeline future, what are those being worn by maybe the opposite of a cop? I don't know what that would be exactly, but maybe like a ballerina or something. Something about these just screamed to me, industrial wasteland, like post-apocalyptic fashion. Yeah. Hungary, like you're in Hungary, hanging out with, what's his name? The fashion guy, Rick. What's his name? He's like—
Rick Owens?
Is it Rick Owens, the goth fashion guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like sort of like a cheaper version of a Rick Owens shoe. You know what
and
I mean?
His, like, also, wife, and his wife is feeding you grapes, la mish yeah. mish.
Yeah.
Yo, you follow her on Instagram?
I should though, because she's like, she is a true—
She's a character.
International freak, right? She's like a vampire.
Yeah, she's a character. And the two of them together, you're like, and this is fashion, I guess. But yeah, these shoes, I just like in the description on the Zappos thing you just said, it said, step on the work site in confidence in the lightweight and durable Skechers work Cicadies Rettle composite toe. Like, I like that they're using the same sort of marketing strategy on like more like women-centered designs for now, like the construction worker.
It's like, I'm picturing a construction worker like looking at this and like envisioning himself walking onto the like a construction site and everyone being like, whoa, check out the shoes on Brad. Those are fucking awesome, man. Are those memory foam?
Holy shit, pal. Yeah, Skechers work, Cicadies with the Rettle composite toe.
Rettle composite toe.
I feel like the old school work boot gang would just— you'd be bullied off the work site if you pulled up in these.
I kind of think these are actually more of a kitchen shoe, or maybe maybe something. Okay. I don't know if this is like a construction as much as they are probably.
You probably need steel toe.
I think these have some type of— it's not steel, it's composite. So
it's yeah.
The real thing, I think I just have to get these and find out.
Yeah.
How do you see yourself, like, when you put these on, are you going to come up with a character bit? Do you think they'll just naturally just inspire you to walk differently? I mean, what do you see happening to you if you acquire these shoes?
That's a tough one, man. I think it's going to be something where it's like, I don't know. I think I have to change my entire lifestyle and become more goth. And also,
like, health goth.
I don't know. Health goth, definitely. I just have to own them because I have to
see where it takes you.
I think you can't wear them with pants. That's for sure.
Oh, okay. With some shorts and some socks.
Shorts, maybe like a giant t-shirt that's got like a rip in it and a stain.
Okay.
And like maybe like carrying around like a large stick. Something like that.
Like when I first see them, they like— they're not Skechers, right? Like they have Skecher DNA in them. Oh, so yeah. Like you have to overcome that.
Yeah.
And also the sort of Euro-ness of like the all black sneaker. But then when you talked about like an industrial wasteland, like if you just wear these at like an industrial art park type thing in Eastern Europe, it's definitely working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They're definitely cheaper than Balenciagas. I'll say that much.
Yeah,
that's true.
I feel like they're actually more fashionable than Balenciaga, because Balenciaga is like, you see that everywhere. That's like a thing. We know that. But you show up in these and they're like, what's that?
Right.
What is that?
Cicadies, dude. Fuck with me. The drip is fucking— somebody called a plumber because the drip can't be stopped.
And the plumber might show up in these.
Yeah. And he'd be like, oh man. Oh, Spider-Man meme.
I'm all about the crossover.
Yeah.
Crossover between the blue collar and the super high fashion.
Yeah. It's a shoe that you see, like, you know, like when you run into like an old high school teacher, like at the supermarket, and like, you're like, oh shit, I'm seeing them out of their element, and it's the weekend and they got these shoes on. That's kind of what the vibe is for me. And they're buying a 4-pack of Sutter Home mini wines.
Ooh, 4-pack of minis.
With some hot deli things. This is a very specific memory, and I'm not going to say my teacher's name, but you know who you are.
I would say mine, Jerry Robbie. He was in the Peace Corps, rode his bike even in the winter in Minnesota. Cool guy, intense guy.
Wow.
Damn.
I could see him
biking
wearing these.
In Minnesota. Was he biking in that mall that everybody uses to get around to Minneapolis? Or you didn't probably live in downtown Minneapolis?
Well, this was in Rochester, Minnesota. Right. So there's we had a mall there, but it wasn't like— not the big ass mall.
Yeah.
Right.
It's boring and shitty.
What is something you think is overrated?
Oh, man, I got so many things here.
I know, look at that.
But you know what? The most recent one I added, and this is like a very real thing, I think. And maybe you guys are doing this right now, but something I discovered about 5 months ago is turning off self-view on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like super overrated being able to see yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's exhausting.
It's compulsive. Yeah. It's exhausting. It's hard you guys not to.
Do you have it on right now?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I can never turn it off.
I can't see you guys. I just have myself in the window. Just one big.
Okay, so that's super overrated then.
Oh, chill. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I don't turn it off. I think because I'm afraid that I will show up to a meeting and like have some shit on my face or something.
Have a Jeffrey Toobin problem?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're all come on, we're all secretly Toobin. I think we can all agree on that, right? Right, fellas? Am I right? Where are my fellas at?
That's the guy's name, right? The guy who was
Jeffrey Toobin, the guy who came to a work meeting.
Well, I think it's overrated. I think selfie's overrated. Once you turn it off, it's like, wow, you're a new world because you're just talking
to people.
Yeah,
it is. I just did it right now.
It's great.
I go between camera on or camera off, basically.
Okay.
But when right now I have it off and it feels a little bit like I've just taken off my training wheels and I can't believe I'm still biking and I actually am starting to feel the wind in my face and it feels great. It almost feels like I don't know. There's a moment of liberation here.
I'm going to say what Bradley Cooper said to Lady Gaga when she was trying out for the role in A Star is Born and say, Miles, there you are.
Wow.
Thanks so much.
Now I see you.
Yeah, you can tell I'm more uninhibited, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Overrated. That and fridge drawers.
Fridge drawers suck.
I swear to God.
Go on. What do you mean?
Not the doors, the drawers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like for the crisping section?
Yes.
And
all they do is just, I put stuff in there, I forget about it because I can't see it. And like, I went to the drawer just now. I was like, oh, wait, I have like several meals ready to go in here, but I just don't see them. So I forget it's there. So I think, all we have is like some ramen and Diet Coke and like a grapefruit soda. When actually the drawers are, there's a bounty of things, but they're just wasting away.
Right.
Yeah. It's often where my lettuce and celery goes to die and just be discovered at a later date. Like, oh shit.
I'm going to rip them out. I'm going to straight up rip them out.
Yeah.
I think I might rip them out. I'm not kidding.
This is going to be a really like tall section to stack stuff in, basically, if you gut it with the drawers?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm the same way. Like, I'll go and I'm like, oh, I don't remember buying a bag of green mush. And I'm like, oh, that was lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's been
too much. It smells like old person breath when I like rotting vegetables is such a specific breath.
I think they're in league with some other company to try to make you waste stuff. It's like Frigidaire signed like a 10-year lease with the like Del Monte vegetables to get you to put stuff in there so it goes to waste so you buy more.
Right. And like, what does a fucking crisping drawer even do?
It isn't
like,
doing
shit. If you don't have a real one, like I know it's supposed to be like low humidity, but like I don't have a fucking refrigerator where I'm like, set that part to low. It's all just popping off at one temperature in my refrigerator. So I'm like, this feels different.
I'm just trying to picture like what an open floor plan,
open concept
designed
fridge?
Refrigerator would look like. It was just like everything stacked on each other. Just
or you know what you can have is a bunch of hooks and bags.
Ah, nice.
That would be crazy.
Industrial
all along the sides.
Yeah, you're wearing those shoes in your kitchen while you're like using your industrial ass. Open
if you're
design
like
fridge.
Hyper wealthy, you have like a transitional fridge. So when you come back from the store, you can open it and just hang your shopping bags in the transitional fridge to keep everything cold. And then you're like, fucking Johnny. then you're like, okay, I'm ready to debag and everything stays fresh, cold.
Yeah.
Debagging, sir. We're now debagging. Stand back. Debagging fridge.
Transitional
now.
Refrigerator sequence. Engaged.
Bunch of halon gas shoots down like a fucking Diplo concert, like just freezes it out in your special Teflon bags.
Have I been mispronouncing Diplo?
No.
No, I say it wrong on purpose.
No, but he's been accused of assault or something recently.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the world.
Johnny, what is something you think is underrated?
I think definitely, you know that song by Madonna, Material Girl?
Yeah.
Have you listened to it in the last however often amount of time?
Like critically? So. I mean, I feel like passively, and I'm always going, dang, 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 ah, ah, and that's
how
material. I listen to it. Yeah.
It's the, I listen to it, I go back to it all the time because like the instruments on that song, they're just ridiculous. It's like before there was any type of like MIDI, it's all real instruments, all being played by real musicians live in the studio, but it sounds, oh man, just the sound of it. It's like,
right. I didn't realize that's all live.
It's definitely live. It's like real studs in there with their fucking synths just going nuts. Like that sound like that. Bonk, 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 bonk. There's also all these weird artifacts in there. It sounds like an Arthur Russell song or something. It's weird little like sprinklings of kind of like spacey echo stuff. And you don't hear it. You kind of hear it, but like if you just listen to the song, you're enjoying it. But then it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's something about that song. It's just so. To me, I just love it. I love listening to it. I'll like slow it down. Because even the drum fills, some of the drum fills are kind of, they're syncopated in a weird way, almost like they're off time a bit. It's like a weird transitional drum fill in there that I can listen to over and over again. It's so, it's a weird thing because you have this huge pop song, but also it's underpinned by this really heavy, cool instrumental track that I think is, it gets lost because it's a pop song and because the vocals are there. It doesn't make it bad. It just means like, wow, this is like an actual, everything's there.
I mean, Drama just came through with the factual update. Because that's all Nile Rodgers production.
Yeah. What else did Nile Rodgers do?
Dude, he's chic. You know, he's done fucking, like so many. Just look at his discography.
Okay. Coming Out by Diana Ross, which served as the backbone for the song that we were talking about earlier.
Is that the Mason Puffy song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me who's hot, who's not. Who that song?
Tell me H-A-W-A-I-I.
I'm coming out.
Who copped the blue drop? Who Jules got rocked? I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah, things like, you know, La Freak.
Freak out!
Yeah.
That shit is tight. All that chic stuff is just incredible.
Yeah.
That stuff, chic is also underrated as hell. As a band, then, their stuff is just ridiculous.
There's this one Carly Simon track that Why? Really? Shout out to Nick Stumpf, OG producer. Yeah, because we were just going off about Nile Rodgers. He does this Carly Simon's track called Why? And it's so like funky. If you like a little bit of syncopation, listen to the 8-minute track. There's an 8-minute version of it that is so fucking too much, but I love it.
I love the extended versions of stuff.
Yeah.
We were just talking because the same DJ Dramos was rocking a No Way Out t-shirt this morning. Yeah. So we had a prolonged Puffy conversation about that.
Bad boy.
About that moment when Puff Daddy was going through like a Bond phase and had a fragrance out. Where I just remember that when I lived in New York City, there were a lot of print ads, like all over like the subways and stuff, of him riding a jet ski in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And then there, like the TV ads of that also had him doing that. But they showed the part where he was like wading through the ocean, which was like the part that I was like, you don't want to show that because that's the reason. But I guess he just didn't give a fuck.
Did he get onto a helicopter or off of a helicopter in that commercial?
I think he caught a helicopter, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Did a rope ladder come down or something? Hopped on some shit?
It's that little copter, the kind that's like, it sounds like the...
Yeah, the kind that you launch from your yacht.
Yeah.
Right.
A Robinson.
Right. I mean, if you also think about it, just to get back to Puff Daddy, right? Because also Let's Dance by David Bowie, another Nile Rodgers production, another track used by Puff Daddy. You know what I mean?
I didn't know all this stuff. I'm just coming in blind, just into the song.
You heard something. You heard something, Johnny. You know?
Yeah, I'm into production. I like production a lot.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I'm just like, I'm here for the production alone.
Right.
As Brody Stevens once said, what does he say? Agree with me on cadence alone.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, anything else to talk about with Puffy?
With Puff?
No, I was just thinking of the, that just made me think of Michael Jordan cologne, because when I used to buy celebrity colognes.
Mm.
Did you ever have Michael Jordan cologne by Bichon? No,
I didn't. I was always trying to have the complete collection of Polo scents.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah. Polo Sport, Polo Regular. There's also like one called like Polo Crest, I think, or some crap. It was limited.
So you were young Polo, huh?
Well, my friend Jonathan was into Polo, so I was de facto also into Polo.
By osmosis, yeah. You had the same, yeah, right. And like you're like, secretly, I'm so allergic, Mom, when I spray it on.
There's also one called Cigar Aficionado. Cigar Aficionado came out with a fragrance that we all wanted to get for some reason, because it's like, ooh, cigars, cigars.
Wait, what, the magazine?
You smell cigar like you've been smoking cigars?
It had a fragrance, and you know what? I'm going to say it. I think it was probably actually really good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a thing that you want cigars to taste like based on the smell, and maybe mm-hmm. that's what they captured with that, as opposed to what it's actually like to smoke a cigar, which tastes like ash, and then you smell like ash.
Right. And then you're like, I'm not supposed to inhale it.
Oh, God, that's so rough. Yeah. I when I was going through through middle school, I got deep into Cool Water, and I never recovered.
Are you kidding me? Oh, me yeah. too, man. I remember when my friend Steve, somehow his mom got the hookup for the samples. He brought a ton of them to school. It was a big deal. It was like there early, crowding around Steve. Like, he's got them. He handed everyone this Cool Water sample. And that middle school, it smelled the Cool Water for the next week.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I only ever had the samples, but I was able to, you know, ride samples all the way through, because my friend lived right next to I think it was like a JCPenney.
Or a Macy's, maybe. That's a pretty hot sample spot.
Mine was by a May Company, or Robinson's May, later on it would become. But I'm just snagging Nautica competition samples. That was my
That was a big one, too. I mean, it's basically Cool Water, right?
A little bit classier, you know, classier, you know.
Oh, it's classier, damn. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, meet me with your Tommy Hilfiger jacket. At the quad, we'll battle.
See, that would actually be a good pairing for those shoes. A nice, big, blocky, oversized, retro Tommy Hilfiger jacket with those giant black Skechers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's a good combo.
And just fucked up jeans, like, that are fucked at the hems by your feet because they're dragging so much.
Yes.
But they're baggy, baby. And I know you said no pants with those shoes, but that's what I'm thinking.
I could do that,
dragon
or maybe like some...
Smaug.
Some very tight, way too long hemmed jean shorts. Look like little tubes.
Yeah. Jean capri pants.
Straight leg jean capri.
Straight leg capri pants.
Yeah.
With that Tommy jacket drenched in Cool Water.
Yes. Done.
All right.
We have figured out your new look.
That's a vibe right there.
Mr. 2098.
Mr. let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And we're back. And all right, let's talk about Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. They're currently battling it out for being the shittiest governor in the United States. But Abbott is really coming with the hits over and over again.
I mean, dude, you thought he's just getting started with voter suppression bills, abortion bans, COVID policies that are just like, you know, you're like, who is this for actually at this point? But his latest now is that he has essentially banned all entities from having any kind of vaccine mandate. This is so the order states, quote, that no entity in Texas can enforce vaccination against anyone in the state who objects, quote, for any reason of personal conscience based on a religious belief or for medical reasons, including prior recovery from COVID-19. And you're like, wait, huh? No.
Sir, I'm not an entity. I'm a bar.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what an entity is, but we're a bar and we're having a vaccine mandate.
No, no, but that you are an entity. That's the thing by doing that. So you would be considered an entity.
Listen,
sir,
Greg, I don't know what this entity is. I don't know what that is, but we are not an entity, okay?
Yes, we're Antifa breastfeeds. Yeah.
Antifa? Okay. No, yeah. Antifa, please.
So this whole thing was like, before Abbott and most conservatives are, you know, they're on this thing of like, you know, we're not trying to fucking get meddle in people's private lives. You know, that's not what the government's role is. But this man is fully going there saying like, even you private businesses, there's nothing you can do to escape my will. In the beginning, he was saying shit like, yo, quote, private businesses don't need government running their business. That was a statement that came out of his office like over the summer when they asked, would you consider vaccine mandates for private businesses? And that was his quote. So I guess so much for that tenet of like your entire party of like what government overreach is, because now they're using it to be like, well, then no one can do anything. And that's right. Law, according to us. So everyone is a little, I think people are like, what the fuck is this for? It doesn't quite make sense. But the thing is, the reason he's turning up the MAGA meter from a 3 up to a January 6 is because he is getting primaried from the right, okay, guy, Greg Huffins. And this man is just like trolling him constantly from the. So Greg Abbott is having to play keep up. One of the last things Don Huffins tweeted about Greg Abbott was, Greg Abbott is a political windsock, and today proves it. He knows which way the wind is blowing. He knows conservative Republican voters are tired of the vaccine mandates and tired of him being a failed leader.
Damn.
Huffy. Remember when Texas was like, oh, you do whatever you want. That's what we're all about. Yeah, you can do what you want here. I mean, if you want to do something,
right?
It's like, it's so anti-Texas to me.
Well, I think that's why, like, a lot of these bills, even a majority of Texans, regardless of party, are like, this abortion bill is fucking, like, absolute garbage. Like, this isn't the way to do it.
Yeah, it's
although
not Texas.
Many people would be like, you know, give them 8 weeks, then ban the abortions or something like that. But for whatever reason, this version even seemed like a bridge too far. And then fucking Huffines or Huffines, or, you know, Texans, let me know how to further mispronounce that. He had something to say about a Department of Family Services website that had like a suicide hotline resource on it for teens.
Mm-mm.
And
can't have that.
This guy,
come
dude,
on, man.
This is what this guy said. Don Huffines, he said he accused the Texas Child Welfare Agency of, quote, promoting transgender sexual policies to Texas youth, and like under a section of its website titled, quote, gender identity and sexual orientation. This is resources that the state has said, look, we get that people's outcomes are much better if they feel accepted, especially with LGBTQ youth, because the suicide rates are really high. But in this instance, they're like, get this crap out of here. And guess what this spineless fuck did after Huffines made that statement? He fucking took the website down.
Oh,
Jesus.
Just vanished it.
Yeah, you
because
don't want
this guy's
that.
Like, this guy's a liberal. He's here for the liberal agenda. And you're talking about a legitimate resource that you should have out there. But I mean, this is this whole thing is just turning into a MAGA mushroom measuring contest. So we'll see like what the there's not even policies anymore. It's just like, how much can you take away?
Right.
Don't they have something else to do?
Right.
Like, there's so many other things you can do down there besides like check a website. You're checking a government website. Who cares?
Right.
Right. Like, and to think like, too, especially for like foster care, right, which essentially the state is in charge of things like that. They're responsible to make sure that the kids who are navigating the foster system, too, are well supported. And if you have mm-hmm. someone like here who's being like, nah, man, LGBTQ, don't give them any kind of support. That's just that's only going to translate to worse outcomes for a lot of younger people. And like at this point, like it really does. It has nothing to do with policy. Like it's going to be like the first guy. Who's like, I surgically fused a MAGA hat to my skull is going right. to be like, yeah,
hell yeah. In response to the like mandate ban, the Band-Aid, American and
the
Southwest
Band-Aid.
Are both headquartered in Texas and both said they aren't going to listen to him on this and kept their vaccination mandate in place. Southwest is having like a or their passengers are having a really bad week because they're like fucking stranded, scattered around the country because they just canceled a bunch of flights. And there's no like straight explanation of like why that happened. But the MAGA people are tried to start the rumor that the pilots were striking because of the mandates.
Right.
And that.
Wasn't Ted Cruz real quick to hop on that one?
Yeah. And it turns out like,
fool.
Yeah. The
isn't
pilot
it just understaffing?
Like, nah.
It's like just the classic
yeah,
understaffing.
It's just
it?
What America does is it doesn't pay people enough and it treats their workers like shit and then acts shocked when things fall apart because we have like that inbuilt exceptionalism. But it does like foreshadow this looming battle as like Republican attorneys general will probably sue once the Biden federal mandate goes into effect. And you know, precedent is pretty clear on the side of vaccine mandates. We've had them in place for over 100 years, and they've allowed us to eradicate all sorts of deadly diseases. But now they're pointing out there are so many conservative judges on benches, thanks to the Trump administration, that it's a possibility that they could be struck down. So,
interesting times.
Yeah, our country is pretty broken. Like, we've backslid as a entity, America. We need to just
wait. What's an entity?
Yeah, what is that? We're a bar over here,
right? America is a bar.
We sell beer and wine,
right?
We have a beer and wine cabaret license. That's all. We're not an entity. We don't do that. You might want to go to the east side for that. We don't have entity here.
Go to the theater district.
We're a bikini bar.
Let's talk about Mitch McConnell real quick. There's some rumblings that he might be losing his power because he was the head of the Republican Party basically for a long time. You know, now he was in a fight with Trump over not raising the debt ceiling, not because they have a counter proposal. Trump just wants to tank the economy so he can create a good scenario for midterms and his eventual run. And insiders are saying McConnell won't have the political capital to basically go against Trump's wishes again.
Yeah.
And there are like people like Cruz and Mitt Romney who have been vocal and wanted to just basically shut the government down.
Yeah. Great. They just hold it hostage. That's how they'll make themselves look better, by setting fire to everything. And yeah, I think because McConnell suddenly was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, here's 10, like, here's some votes to pass this debt ceiling hike for at least 2 months. Because Trump was just like telling everyone, don't you dare vote for it. Don't you dare vote for it. That now people are like having like takes like, oh man, Schumer was so close to blinking, man. And then McConnell just went and just completely gave in. It just makes us look so flipping weak, guys. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people on McConnell's side is like, look, dude, this turtle-faced fucking demon is never going to go anywhere. Like, he's weathered many storms, and their whole, I think their philosophy is really like, there's just going to be another political battle in like fucking 3 minutes, and we'll have completely moved on because Trump has a hard time of staying focused, although his grudge with Mitch McConnell will always stay consistent. But now I think when you look at, well, what happens when we have to address this debt hike debate again in December or late November, you know, are they really going to throw the economy into total chaos, or are they going to force Democrats to do something like have, you know, a fucking filibuster carve out where they're like, fuck it, we're not fucking with this, like, we'll blow the filibuster up just in this specific moment for the economy, but not for the other important things we're trying to do.
So a filibuster carve out is that when they have like, they get like 1,000 pumpkins on the floor and they just have to they just carve until you can't carve no more.
It's the carve out.
Yeah,
it's
a dude, carve out. The filibuster carve out with James Carville.
That's when you got to have the younger Congress people. They're going to do well because they have that, still have that good hand strength that I think Mitch McConnell probably doesn't have.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Grassley, he's going to get all pissed. He's like, this is just terrible.
Cut my steak for me, please.
No, Senator, it's a pumpkin. We're doing designs.
Oh, pumpkins.
Mine's under
liberals. Pumpkin. These liberals in there. One of my friends was at a bar a month ago, and somewhere in a smaller town in California. And you know how everywhere you go to, especially with resort towns, they have no staff. So this bar was super understaffed. And he walks up inside because they're waiting outside for a long time, goes inside the bar. And the guy working at the bar just goes, he looks at him, shrugs his shoulders, and is like, you know, Biden. That's all he said. Was like, we wish we could have more people here, but you know, Biden.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't. Can you go on? Can you elaborate, please? What do you mean?
I just What's love that on? Shit, though.
Yeah.
One word. Biden.
What else is that bartender using to explain away, like using that convenient one word answer for?
I think everything. Toilets clogged.
Gas again?
Biden.
Yeah. I guess the new Obama.
Yeah, it's both four, Obama. Five letters.
Yeah.
Biden, yeah. Obama. Very similar.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about Coachella.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And Coachella has done a 180 on their vaccine policy for no apparent reason. Like, it doesn't seem like it was a thing that was bothering anybody.
No.
But it does. I can see the sorts of people who go to Coachella being sort of generally the type of people who would be against a vaccine mandate.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I'm just still doing research.
Right.
Right.
Honestly, I think it's great, but I'm still doing research.
Yeah.
Also, like, have you ever snorted moon rocks before? I'm sorry. you're doing okay, but you're snorting MDMA straight to the dome. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Here's your flower crown. I mean, I'll just try and get by here. But the thing was, the show sold out. When they announced that the 2022 installment was coming, it was like, this is going to be a vaccinated show. They still sold out. They fucking sold out instantly. Right. Whether people were like, fuck it, I'll figure it out then or whatever. Or people were like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, if that's what I got to do my annual pilgrimage to Indio, then so be it. So there wasn't like a way to say like, oh man, the sales numbers were hurting, or like people weren't like fucking picketing outside of like the promoters' offices to be like, this is fucking horse shit. So, you know, and I think it's really confusing, because what happened was the Coachella account just posted to their IG stories that they don't need people to get vaxxed anymore.
Right.
So just like a very temporary thing. Like, they're not even posting on grid, okay, to let people know the rules have changed. So it seems like they were just trying to very subtly be like, you know, as this statement worded, quote, after seeing firsthand the low transmission data and successful implementation of safety protocols at our other festivals this past month, we feel confident we can update our health policy to allow for negative COVID tests taken within 72 hours or proof of vaccination.
Right.
What if maybe they're just like so scared of having to actually check vaccines? Like, oh, right. I don't know how to do it. Seems too much logistically. How do we do it? We just have to be, we can't do it, because what if they don't have it and they show up? Like, maybe it's like a thing where they're worried if people show up are like, oh, I thought you didn't have to, you know, people are just dumb. And they're like, well, we can't let you in now.
Right.
And how many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are going to be that way, probably creates a total clusterfuck. I wonder if it's just something as dumb as that. As dumb as just like implementation.
Like, so it seems like so many American problems right now are just like, we'd rather not pay people to do the job because then we make more money. So we'll just have right. the place be incredibly short-staffed and blame it on the workers for
we'll
not
just
wanting
have pro
to work
staff
for a
do
bit.
Security. Because right. if anyone's been to Coachella, I mean, you don't need shit. Like, you don't even need a fucking ticket if you really want to get in that fucking
really?
Thing. I mean, there's people are sneaky. Yeah. And I can only imagine, based on, like, the security check, you know, the bag check. I mean, I've walked into that motherfucker like a human felony wow. with so much shit on me. Where I was just like, wow, that was convenient because I took advantage of the male security guard's toxic masculinity because I knew he wouldn't really want to touch me too much.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's how I just would stroll on in. I would look for, like, the dude who looked like the most fragile sense of masculinity and then be like, yeah, come on, homie, touch me down there. No? Okay, we're good. See ya. Bye-bye. But I honestly suspect that it's a headliner doing this.
Really?
I think this is part of the negotiation.
Ooh,
of how, because they haven't discussed the lineup yet. And this seems like the only reason they would do it. It's the tickets are fucking sold. The money has been made.
Wait, the lineup has not been announced?
No, not yet. It usually happens.
Oh, so I'm looking at an old one right now?
From 2020 that had like Travis Scott and Rage Against the Machine.
Oh yeah. Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, Frank Ocean.
Frank
Ocean. I bet it's
La Di Gaga.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's Bill Ingvall is going to be headlining.
Oh my God, Bill Ingvall. The Bill Ingvall big blue tent.
So yeah, I don't know. That's what I think. That seems like the most compelling thing, that there is a huge artist that they want to book for this, and that you know, Saturday or Friday night headliner is being like, I'm not getting vaccinated, and I'm not comfortable being at a show where you're going to do that. Eric Clapton.
Remember when they used to lie about stuff? Just lie.
Is it Eric Clapton?
Right.
Maybe it's DaBaby.
Yeah.
Right. Oh boy.
Could be.
Because the rehab tour.
You need to not only like not fuck with the vaccine, but like feel.
Oh, it's Nicki Minaj.
Oh, of course.
Maybe that's who it is. I'm just like, not that I found the answer. I'm like,
I thought you just found
that's
the
who
answer.
It is. Cousin Big Balls. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj featuring Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
God, that's an unlikely amazing. Pair, isn't it? I feel like they're buddies now, aren't they?
Yeah. She retweeted a video of his with a bullseye emoji. So.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, so she doesn't like him.
No, I think she was saying he was right on target, not that she wanted to shoot him with an arrow.
I'm just so used to that meaning the opposite, like the old school Osama bin Laden, we're coming to get you billboard, bing. You know, with the crosshairs.
Right, right.
I guess a crosshair is different than a target. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a target with an arrow right in the bullseye, not a bullseye over a picture of Tucker Carlson, which would have been more appropriate. All right. Well, let's talk about, if you guys will indulge me, this Machine Gun Kelly Megan Fox interview. I'm just going to like pull some of the best quotes from them.
Wait, well, so what is this? They just did an interview?
Like, they did an interview. The author is framing them as like the new Kurt and Courtney, like specifically. Ooh. Like these are the new badasses, the badass love affair. Also, I think he put it in the tradition of Kurt and Courtney. It was like, but they're trying not to let it explode. But I just like, they're like so steeped in this idea of themselves that I really love. And any Machine Gun Kelly, anything I have to always say is for me colored by that video of him like rocking out on the boardroom table Interscope.
Oh, yeah.
Which like is... just, you know, he is the A&R executive idea of dangerous, playing like a part to the T of like what the I think the tweet that was sent out with that video was like 10 a.m. boardroom meetings are boring. Yeah, right.
Oh boy.
And so anyway,
K's in the building.
So it starts out with they're doing tattoos on each other, and the tattoos say the darkest fairy tale, and she kind of fucks up his, and rather than, you know, acknowledge that it was fucked up, he says it's the best tattoo he's ever gotten, and he says it looks like a fairy ghost did it, right? It's all haunted. And like
she laughs at that and they kiss. Like and that they description.
Kiss. She laughs and they kiss. Movies are one of the things that brought them together. The Lost Boys, so this is another quote from the article. The Lost Boys was our first movie we watched together, he reminisces, and then True Romance and Point Break. Oh, Point Break is the best. He had never seen it, Fox adds. True Romance was his choice. And then he says, I love a dark fairy tale.
What?
So like he's already quoting the tattoo that they got together, right, which itself is a quote from like their early courtship. So it's just like kind of a catchphrase, I guess, that he's doing.
What is there? How is there any fairy tale whimsical aspect of this? You're both in fucking Hollywood right, and you just decided to start having sex.
Right.
They just say stuff, I think. They just say it. No one's like, no one's scared to say, hey, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Exactly. They seem like if that, you know, sort of thing where nobody, like everybody is just yes anding each other's like vibe, like right, to a degree that like it's just like they've spun off the planet and then they are also like feeding off of one another. It's kind of just like interesting to behold. Like it's
right.
They also have the same nose, which is always a bad sign. Which is not a good thing. Sign. This means like you guys' gene pools are a little bit too close together. They have the exact same nose. She's probably his aunt. He doesn't know it. That's probably why they have such a connection, because it's like, I know you so well. It's like, hey.
Right.
It's like this, look at that weird thing where it's like boss, employee, illicit relationship. Like she's like the boss at DQ and he's the badass right. employee who she wants to fire, but she also wants to sleep with him.
Yeah, and like yeah, she's the franchise owner who's been coming in a lot recently. Mm-hmm. She's like, dude, she never comes in.
So the story that they tell of their meeting, she says, I just remember this tall, blonde, ghostly creature. And I looked up and I was like, you smell like weed. He looked down at me and he was like, I am weed.
I am weed.
This motherfucker said, I am the weed.
I am weed, Megan.
Then I swear to God, he disappeared like a ninja in a smoke bomb.
I bet he really did that.
Yeah, because he blew a big old hit in her face and pushed her out of the way.
You know what also kind of reminds me of? Remember that thing that happened about, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, where someone who looked like Megan Fox would say, oh, I'm such a nerd. I'm such a nerd. I like watching this TV show about cops. I'm such a nerd. Right. Like, you're not a nerd.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's both of them saying it to each other. You're such a nerd. No, you're such a nerd. No. I'm such a nerd.
Yeah, legitimately, they're like, I'm like a very weird person, and he's a very weird person. I think there's actually a direct quote that is that in here. I
can't believe that.
I can't find it, though, but it's so good. And then there's this thing where he thinks he's like discovering ideas that are like cliches. So he's like,
hell yes, this is great.
He thinks he's discovering ideas.
Right.
That's such a specific thought.
So after the I am weed thing,
I am weed.
I'm just going to keep reading from the article. He sent her a couple text messages, one that said, I am weed, and another that repeated his filthy first line of dialogue because they were in a movie together, as if he couldn't believe he'd said those things to Megan Fox. Fox was charmed. I just responded like, how every fairy tale begins, to which he ended the conversation. All the good ones, at least.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then he says, and this, try and get your mind around this concept. It felt like 5 minutes, so it didn't even feel like 3 hours.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I think he's suggesting that time, like, sometimes seems different than it actually is.
Hmm.
Wow, but, so it's not dilating for him.
Yeah. No. What
this reminds me
mean?
Of the whole Terrence Howard math 1 + 1 = 1 thing.
Teriology.
Right.
Yeah.
Teriyaki, yeah. Which we actually subscribed to on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Johnny, so I mean, I'm big into teriyaki.
Yeah.
Things haven't changed since those early days when we first
I call it bathrobe physics.
Yeah. Dude, I am weed. This all makes sense now. I've been seeing so many memes like that.
Am weed?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Even our first kiss, she wouldn't kiss me. We just put our lips right in front of each other and breathed each other's breath.
Oh my.
And then she left.
What? So but you're acting like
disappeared
you're
like a ninja.
Right. Were they like having to restrain themselves that the best they could do is like just like edging with kissing, like just lips so close and then we'll just breathe. And then she just leaves without a word. Like it sounds like they're like writing a script to some movie no one wants to see right now.
That's right. It sounds like they are trying to speak in movie dialogue and like not doing a great job, but like that they won't say anything until they have the like right sort of, you know, bantery thing to say. I am surprised that he didn't say she just left, disappeared in a smoke bomb like a ninja, because he does seem to like have the like the Big Lebowski style, like he just recycles like a handful of things that he's heard or said before. But here's the part that I was looking for earlier, Johnny, is she says famously, like, I'm an unusual person. And I had buried a lot of things that because it didn't have a place to live. That's something that meeting him, it's like meeting your own soul's reflection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because they're blood related.
My genetic reflection.
When I met Machine Gun Kelly, it was like, I remember when he was growing up, because my sister is his mom. Oh, I forgot that. I sort of remembered that my sister is like his mom, sort of, and that we have a connection. And he is weed.
And he's weed.
So. What if I smoked you? What would happen?
We get higher than we've ever gotten before.
You should smoke me, babe. It would be like, I'd be part of you.
You should smoke me.
This is, again, like, feels like she thinks she's discovering, like, the meeting your own soul's reflection. But that's actually, like, I think it's in a speech in Wedding Crashers that Rachel McAdams gives. And it's supposed to be, like, kind of a cliched speech, I think. But I just want to end. So I'm just going to say that I feel like we start to see the seeds of the demise of this relationship towards the end, because it starts talking about his recording career and like how like his last album was like all about her and his love. And I don't think his last album was like well received. And then he's like, there's like some suggestion that he like feels insecure about like the fact that she hadn't seen him perform live because of the pandemic.
Ooh, that's a real thing though. That's very real.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can say that from experience.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. But then like I don't know. It's the element that seems to be missing from all those examples of like Court and Courtney, my favorite couple, is like that. I don't know. It seems like he's not talented just based on not having listened to a lot of it. That might just be me being old.
His genius is not apparent to me as well.
Got it.
Until he said he was weed. And now I'm like, yo, you know what? Honestly, this motherfucker might be a genius.
So her description of finally seeing him perform, obviously I'm not above the intoxicating element of watching and having heart eyes. Oh. I was confused by that at first, but then I think it's like the emoji heart eyes and I don't know what I like heart eyes. I was like, what the fuck does that?
What the fuck are those?
Her cataracts are forming. She's got a hardening of the arteries and her, she's getting older. It's becoming harder to see because Megan Fox is actually in her late 60s.
Yeah.
She's just been drinking enough, you know, her and Nancy Pelosi have been hitting the blood bar.
And then the last paragraph, Megan Fox's love may be transforming Colson Baker, his real name. It's kind of a cool name, into his highest self. But it hasn't changed Machine Gun Kelly. I'm still a motherfucking outlaw. Quote. Together, they're a perfect partners in crime. So
always a good sign when you have to reassert your motherfucking outlawness.
I know.
Just so you guys know, I'm an outlaw.
What?
Hey,
dude, I don't know if that's coming across.
That's that guy who dates his aunt. Fool, get out of here.
Right.
So I know I'm reinstituting the mask mandate, but just so you guys know, I am a motherfucking outlaw.
Okay. So you're going to put your mask on to get into this discovery zone?
Yeah, I yes. will. But just can you please tell everyone here that
you're a motherfucking outlaw. Yeah, get your mask on.
I'm masking up, but I want to play in the discovery zone here. But just I want everyone to know I'm. Could you go on the PA and please tell everyone
Yep. Attention, everyone. This guy entering the ball pit, not just a weird old guy, but also a motherfucking outlaw. Okay.
Could you imagine Waylon Jennings saying that, or like Merle Haggard? Like, I just say no. Just make sure this is clear. I am an outlaw. Can we make sure that be known, please? I'm an outlaw.
Yes, sir. No. Here's your sponge bath.
It reminds me, like, his performance in this profile reminds me of the I Think You Should Leave season 2 sketch where Santa Claus keeps using the words cosmic gumbo.
Cosmic gumbo, right.
Because, like, he thinks it's fucking dope. Because Machine Gun Kelly uses the phrase like a dark fairy tale and fairy ghost and haunted, like that. It's just like he thought he discovered the goth aesthetic,
right?
And maybe he wants to be Ghosty Mane.
Oh wow. his new identity. I have a hot take. I actually doubt they even have had sex.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan.
Yeah, it's all an act. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. This is all bad. Also, it's just hard for me to imagine that this is a real couple and not just a meme that's alive.
Yeah, it does feel
It is like a meme that came to life, or like some movie dialogue that came to life, but misremembered and badly rebooted.
Right, but I mean, at its core, it's just such a dark fairy tale. And I think that's the thing that I think is drawing a lot of people in.
I didn't really think about that.
There's a certain darkness to it. It's almost like someone in this equation is weed.
Haunted weed.
Sir, we can't let you in. Why? Well, because you are literally weed.
And, that's the first issue.
It's illegal here.
Johnny, as always, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist, man. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me in the cloud of smoke I've just created because I am a weed ninja on... You just Google Johnny Pemberton. I'll be in Austin, Texas doing comedy soon, next week on at Creek and Cave, October 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I'll be in Houston on that Sunday. And you can find me. Just go to johnnypemberton.dog. I know it sounds like it's a fake web address, but it's my actual web address because someone stole my johnnypemberton.com and is holding it ransom.
Motherfucker.
I know. You also see me on Twitch. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/johnnypemberton, like at least once a week.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, you know what? There's this great art collective called Friends With You, and everything they do is wonderful. But they always say stuff. It's like, you know, so much stuff is so dark and like sad and everything. But they always say stuff that's sort of like above it. And I think they said something here. I think I put it in this document here. But they said basically... People are bitching a lot about the timeline, like the simulation right now, but they said, feel so lucky to live in this timeline with y'all. I feel like that's like I just love thinking about that as opposed to being the opposite. They're very, they're like super positive. They're so positive. I just love everything they do because of that.
Right.
In a way that's also really creative, which is, I think it's a hard thing to manage, but they managed to do it.
Mm. That is heartwarming.
I don't know how anyone manages to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are we alive? We are.
Yeah. We are. Who do you think you are? I am.
Well, I'm weed. I am weed.
Who do you think you are? I am. And I am weed are in the Hall of Fame of great dumb shit, ingenious dumb shit. Awesome. Miles, where can people find you? What is the tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, and also the other show, 420 Day Fiance with Sophie Alexandra. Go to twitch.tv/420dayfiance to watch us do, you know, just talk that 90 day shit. Some tweets that I like. First one is from Jess Dweck at The Dweck, tweeted, how will I explain Buy Superman to my children I'm about to orphan because of COVID? Sort of summing up the fucking outrage on the right because of Buy Superman. And then also, this other one is from, it's funny, I was like, what the, I just thought this meme is so fucking just ridiculous. So this is from Thought Chalk at Sharia Basu 003. And their tweet is this thing of it's Mulder and Scully, and Dana Scully's like, you smell like weed. And then Mulder says, motherfucker drops the bomb, I am weed.
I am weed.
So I just love, I didn't know what it was until we started talking about this. And I'm like,
and you still liked it.
Yeah, because I was like, this is just so stupid. I just love the X-Files thing. I was like, whatever, we're doing that. But now it all makes sense. And I'm part of the discourse. So thank you.
Scully, I am weed.
I am weed.
I want to be weed.
Oh my God, that was hard.
I want to be weed.
I want to be weed.
I want to be weed.
All right, that's it. We're never going to do better than that on this podcast. Okay. That's the end of the podcast.
All right.
Good night. Thanks. Good night. Bye.
That's ended how we started.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. I like Chris Crofton's tweet, okay, I'll bite, what's Hamilton? Which is just the
yes,
right, the right time for that. And also true. I do believe he might not really know what Hamilton is. And then Blaine Kapach has had a couple good, like, kind of long shaggy dog Twitter threads. And his latest was, okay, here are all 50 ways to leave your lover. And it starts with the ones from the Paul Simon song, Slip Out the Back Jack, Make a New Plan, Stan, Hop on the Bus, Gus, Drop Off the Keeley, number 5, Shit in the Bed, Fred. And then it just keeps going. Point to a squirrel, Merle, spell your name, G-off, Jeff. Fuck the maid of honor, Connor. Use one of your wishes, Aloysius. Make yourself scarce, Pierce. It just goes on. It's very funny. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy?
I mean, it's October, it's spooky, and then who'd have thought one of my favorite bands, Hiatus Coyote, would just drop a spooky single out of thin air on me, and this is called Canopic Jar. And
that was going to be the Monster Mash.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be too, but this shit is, it's just great. It's more Hiatus Coyote, I'll never say no to it, and I love the way it's produced, and just big old rock drums and shit. Feels, yeah, it's good for this October day. So check out Canopic Jar by Hiatus Coyote.
Speaking of rock and drums, The Rock apparently raps on a new Tech N9ne album. So
I saw that headline and I'm afraid to.
Well, I just want you to check it out so that will presumably be one of the songs you recommend going forward. But check out his flow. He raps about, I think he raps about working out, seems to be the thing.
Work out. I love to. I love working out. It's great. I pull the sled. I do the snake ropes. It's great. I'm The Rock. That's how he talks, right?
Yeah. You got it. He does finish every sentence with I'm The Rock. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We'll be back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to you all then. Bye.
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 I want to be weed. I want to be weed.
I want to be weed.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.